April 2017.
And we are here with Mighty Marvel Geek Podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about your podcast, please?
We talk all things Marvel.
June 2017.
This is our first pilot episode, Vibe.
I'm sort of proud to be here.
You should be happy to be here.
Now, join Wancho, Vibe, Darth Flex, and Garbanzo in the 50th episode extravaganza, Keeping Up with the Geek Bros, a simulcast event, live on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Geeking out never streams so good.
What's going on? What's going up in here? We are live, coming to your ears. Well, actually, not this time around. We're live and people can see us.
You can actually see the setup. They can
now. Ears and eyes.
There's so much echo in my ears right now.
You know what? Let the echo penetrate your ears like it usually does every Wednesday.
Penetration.
So what's going on, guys? This is Juancho.
This is Vibe.
Darth Flex.
And Garbanzo.
And we are here in a beautiful, special place called 10th Level Tavern.
I love this place.
Think about it. You come in, you get some booze, you play some video games. What more can
I? I heard come in, get some boobs. That's what I heard.
Booze, come on.
I heard boobs.
Booze.
Just saying.
Hey, if you count male boobs, I mean, it's possible.
Hey. I love this place. This is Vibe's first time here because the other time he flicked on us, he said he was sleeping.
For the grand opening of this area right here.
Exactly. He said he was sleeping. He didn't want to come with us.
Leave the guy. I mean, the poor guy needs a little beauty rest.
It's fake news. Pure fake news.
And then we text him and call, and he's like, "Oh, you could have called. Man, you were not gonna pick up the phone."
Ain't nobody called me.
You know what it was? He missed the sunrise because he don't flatter.
Exactly. Tell me about your weekend, guys.
No, we're not even at that part. Yet.
I already said what's going on.
Follow the script.
Oh, shout out to social media. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, at Geek Bros with a Zero, and the Twitter at Geek Bros with a Zero. We are on WeBeGeeksPC.com. We are on Spotify. We are on iHeartMedia. We are on
iTunes,
Google Play, Stitcher, and
everywhere you want to be.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. If you can find a podcast, you can find us.
Yeah.
Move your beer, please.
Why? Oh, you don't want to show the beer? Okay, anyways. So, yes. Congratulations to Weeby Geeks for winning a silver award for podcasts. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Yes. Because of you guys, we're able to stream our beautiful podcast. I mean, they're the beginning. This is how our podcast started.
Something inside us influenced.
No. Nothing influenced you guys.
No, but like,
it was my influence.
It just seemed like the right thing.
You guys were not there.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, right there.
You guys were like in Doctor Strange, another little world where your soul has been left.
Mortis.
Exactly.
You're just upset because you didn't transcend.
I didn't transcend that day.
What an experience.
It's always an experience.
So, that's your thing.
Are we going to do the weekend? We're going to talk about the weekends?
Yeah, let's talk about the weekend.
Well, how was your weekend?
All I did was pack. I'm getting ready to move. That's all the talk conversation is all about.
Oh, wow, that was...
Wait, what?
Sorry. Too soon.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Keep It Up the Geek Bros, episode 50, simulcast live event.
We got awards, some cool stuff to give away.
Let's talk about...
Anybody who wants to win some Daredevil shirts, some Spider-Man pops.
We are giving away the first three people to email us at geekbros@yahoo.com.
Yes, yahoo.com.
Okay. We've got a Daredevil pop. Daredevil pop, okay. We have a Captain America t-shirt.
Yep.
And bring up that poster.
One brown star.
Oh, it's on the floor.
Okay, it's right there.
We're auctioning that off later. We're auctioning off his brown star.
And a... We're upside down?
No.
Hey, I thought that was my poster. Dude, what are you giving my Rick and Morty poster?
Rick and Morty poster.
Seriously, when did he get these?
I've been hoarding these things.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, you know, birthdays are coming up and stuff.
I gave you 2 years worth of loot crates and you...
I have them all. They're all there.
Shame.
They're all there. So, So, the first three people to email us at geekbroswith0@yahoo.com, first come, first serve. You will choose which one you want, send us your information, and we will get it to you.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
Exactly.
Geekbroswith0.
Exactly.
At yahoo.com.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Okay. So, yeah, whatever. Your weekend was packing. My weekend was editing. Your weekend.
I gave a nutrition seminar because I'm like, outside of this, I'm a scientist.
Oh, yeah. True. Dr. Rojas.
He's a wannabe scientist.
No, I'm a real scientist.
He's a scientist wannabe.
Yeah, he's got the degree. He's got the...
fake news.
Or master's or
I was
doctorate.
Given a weight cut and ergogenic seminar during the weekend.
Nice.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Neither do they.
Yeah.
No. I'm sure that some other people there may know. Sure.
Yeah.
Nah. Alonzo, your weekend.
Actually, it's been a stressful week, but you know what? I had a nice little relaxing weekend.
Wine.
Actually, no.
A little bit of the candle, some rouge.
Actually, Pink just woke me up one morning and says, you know what? Let's go to the beach. And we ended up hanging out on the beach, and it was probably one of the best days I've had in a long time. Just really chilling, relaxing, had a few beers, enjoying the beautiful weather we had this weekend here in South Florida.
Oh, so yep, you're right.
All right.
We'll talk about that in a different podcast.
Okay.
It's a different podcast, gentlemen.
Perfect.
Children watch this.
No, you don't.
It's a family podcast. Family podcast.
Terrible
parents. Okay.
Terrible parents.
So tell me.
Oh, my God.
Yo, you tell me.
You got to tell me what we're going to talk about today.
No, we're not. Are you following the script that you write?
There's no script.
No. Pink Jess is not going to win. Look, she's not. She's
right
like
there. Right there.
She wants to win something.
Right there. Check it out.
There you go, babe.
What's going on with the Geek Bros? Absolutely, so much stuff.
Okay.
Like a show that we recorded like 3 months ago, and he decided to finally air it after
yes,
the movie.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
All right. At least it came out.
It was good.
It was a good edit. It was a good edit. So new thing for the Geek Bros on Yahoo.com, YouTube.com/VibeRevStudios. That's VibeRevStudios. You got a new episode of Geek Bros. Finally. About a half an hour long, Solo, a Star Wars story, the full review, and it was actually a good episode. Back to form. I apologize it took so long, but coming up next, I hope, maybe, probably, is that long-awaited crossover special with Geek Bros and Geek Girls. So stay tuned for that. So much stuff. That thing was done. Yeah,
no, you should do it for the 2-year anniversary special of that episode when you guys recorded it.
It's been 2 years. Bro.
It has not been 2 years.
Wonder Woman
came out what?
I don't care when it came out. DC is still relevant. Doesn't matter.
Wonder Woman.
Boring.
And you never.
No, you can actually you can actually do it for when Wonder Woman 2 comes out in a few months.
Okay.
I can do that.
Might as well.
So let's get them on.
With that being said, this is live now. Quancho, pause for dramatic effect. What brings us here today?
We're going to talk movie standout of the week. We're going to talk some Halloween. We got video games out this week, read by Darth Flex. In television, Warframe explained by Lewis because he wants to have a baby with Warframe. Something like that. I don't know. Video game layoff because layoffs, you know, part of the company world. Nintendo Live. We got Nintendo Lines. Lifeline throughout the years. We're going to talk about some Zombie Mario.
Okay.
Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Crunchyroll.
Break up.
What?
The Mandalorian by Dark Flex. Funimation? Listen, so I gave Vibe the script, and he puts this in parentheses like Vibe, like Dark Flex wrote The Mandalorian. He did not write The Mandalorian. We're just going to talk about The Mandalorian.
You put by. I didn't
just
put by.
You know, just you know, I have the talent to write The Mandalorian.
I can do it too.
Netflix, and do you even chill? Instagram, dethroned Snapchat. First of all, this is Vibe's topic. So he wants to talk about some Snapchat with him, some chick that he Snapchat the other day.
That's definitely not what I said.
So, and then we're going to talk some SpongeBob origins. And then we're going to rise of the podcast, a Juancho dream tale, because I guess I had a dream one day to become a podcaster at one point in my life.
This is the highlight of his life. He peaked at 30.
Exactly.
He's 31.
No, 30.
Right?
30. Come on, bro. Get it together.
You're 32?
I'm 30. Listen, 40-year-old man. Shut
look,
up.
You look 54.
You look 40.
Okay.
You look 40.
Trump comb over.
Daddy T. All right. So, time for the fresh scent.
Fresh scent.
So, movie standout of the week, Halloween. Was you guys expecting that to get a 9.0?
What? Yes.
Halloween?
Halloween? No, yeah.
The movie holds pretty strong. I don't think I've seen like Except maybe the new Freddy Krueger. That was sucked.
No, but this was this. I heard this movie was really good.
No, no. And the thing is, and from what I've heard, because I haven't had the opportunity to see it yet, because I'm not a huge horror buff.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Talk.
Just bringing it closer.
No, no. I appreciate it. Yes. So the whole. That's what happens when you come here early, start drinking. From what I hear, is like with the whole thing with Jamie Lee Curtis, and it just overall made it just a lot more. Just bringing Jamie Lee Curtis back in for I think a third time, right?
Fourth. I didn't hear
it. Fourth time?
Because Halloween H2O, she's older, and her kids go off to college. And then the fourth time.
Fourth time. So, I mean, here's the thing. You know what? I'm excited. This is actually a horror movie that I would actually go watch. Not so much because anything's better than Jason in New York, right?
True, but you know what also? Jamie Lee Curtis can get it.
Wait, what?
Activia?
At this age?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever age, bro.
I'm just, okay.
Activia does it.
Does
it for me.
All right, guys. So let's continue this train going before you guys get off topic there.
Watcher wants to maintain.
Mike,
this is the man who told me that forget the structure. We're live. We're gonna go wrecked. Now he's
The movie standout is only quick.
Do you
Halloween?
Think?
That's it.
Do you think?
All right. This is where Darflex wants to read video games. So go ahead, Darflex. This is your favorite part.
Dun dun dun.
All right. So October 21st through 28th, we got Halloween Forever for the PS4, PS Network.
Yeah, baby.
Just Dance 2019 for Nintendo Switch. Yeah. PS4, Wii, and Wii U. Paw Patrol on a Roll, Nintendo Switch. Nickelodeon Kart Racer, Nintendo Switch, PS4. Bass Pro Shops, the Strike Champion Edition, Switch. Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
For the PC. Oh, wait. That's Gerald.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All right, here.
Lightbearers are for the PC. Windjammers for Nintendo Switch. Grid Retro Hands for the PS4. Paw Patrol on a Roll for the PS4. Word Sudoku by Polky. PS4, PlayStation Network. October 24th, Stardew Valley. IPHN, no idea what that is. Lethal League Blaze, PC. Skyhill, PS4. October 25th, Chicken Range, Nintendo Switch, PS4, PlayStation Network. Storm in a Teacup, Nintendo Switch. Super Hyperactive Ninja, Nintendo Switch.
Give him Ritalin.
Word Puzzle by Kogi, Nintendo Switch. War West, Android. Suicide Guy, Sleeping Deeply, Nintendo Switch. Pinstripe, Nintendo Switch. Friday the 13th, Killer Puzzle, Nintendo Switch. Black and White Bushido, Nintendo Switch. 7 Billion Human, Nintendo Switch. October 26th,
yeah, baby.
Red Dead Redemption 2, PS4.
Finally.
My Heroes 1 Justice, Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. October 26th, same one, sorry. 911 Operator. All right, and last one, Castlevania Requiem, Symphony of the Night, and Rondo of Blood.
All right.
Four. Interesting.
So, the big game this week that everybody's hype about is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
Game is legit. Real horse testicle physics.
They had it in Red Dead Redemption, the other one, but like just for the cutscene. The guy pulled in the horse's
nuts. Yeah, but now, wait. Yes. This special, yes. Yeah, they slap around the horse.
I'm glad we can have like certain standards.
No. Hey, if you're going to make a horse, make the horse real. Let it hang.
Absolutely, yeah. So when you shoot it, you know. I mean, shoot a horse.
Yo, shoot it in the nuts.
Yeah. That's so evil. All right, guys, stay together. All right, so Intellivision plans to come back with a console called Amico in 2020. This article is coming from Polygon.com. Every game said to be exclusive to the platform costs less than $8 with no DLC or in-app purchase. What are we expecting from Intellivision? Didn't they like die off like in 1500s?
Listen, Pong is still relevant.
I like Pong. Drinking Pong is good.
You guys should go on your phone and share the live thing.
Listen, no. Let's focus on the podcast. Come on, guys.
I'm trying to make sure everybody knows we're live.
Okay? Yes, we're live. So the titles are going to include Astromash, Shark Shark, Baseball, Nice Stalker, Scheme, Math Fun, Snafu, Utopia, Frog Pack, Boxing, Bowling, Triple Action, Tron, Deadly Disc, Cloudy Mountain, Star Strike, Horse Racing, Auto Racing, and B-70 Bomber, and more to come. So that should be fun titles for television. The device looks like this, guys. I don't know if you've seen it.
What the?
That's the Intellivision.
Wait, so there's
Amico. Look at that.
That's I'm how not, the. I can't even say I'm excited for that because I'm really not.
I'm not. Let's finish that. All right. With that being said, Louis wants to have a baby with Warframe. I don't know who Warframe is, but talk to us. Tell me about Warframe.
All right. So, Space ninjas. Okay. Let me explain to you a little more besides that.
He wants to have a baby with a space ninja? I don't know.
Are
come on.
Nintendo's male or female?
I cannot tell you.
Why?
Because there's actually an area. Okay.
Can we discuss what this is? Sorry. I have no idea.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's a video game.
Warframe is actually a video game. You can find it on both PC, Xbox, and PS4. It's actually a free to play game itself. Now here's the thing. This is a grinder's. Really? I. Whatever. Anyway, so the whole thing is this is a true free-to-play game. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Everything in the game that you want to, every weapon you want to use or every mod you want to pick up, any kind of special, and any kind of, you can get it through grinding, okay? Now, those who are a little impatient can use actual real money to purchase a lot
of things
as well. You
want to grind
a
Warframe?
You can grind Warframe.
I thought we were talking about a different game. Are you talking about No Man's Sky?
No, this is Warframe.
Why would you want to grind a Warframe, bro?
But much cooler.
So basically, the way this thing works is you wake up in a Warframe. Basically, just think of like a big suit of armor. Now, depending on the suit of armor you choose when you start up, you can either pick the three starting frames are Excalibur, Volt, and Mag. The Excalibur is basically nice. All around frame.
That's what I think about Warframe.
The mag uses magnetism, and Volt obviously uses electricity. So every single one has their special abilities and things like that. So, but there's other Warframes like Banshee, obviously uses sonic powers. There's another one that actually is called Korra, which is actually has a pet cat that runs around with her.
Okay.
And uses chains and stuff like that. There's also a new one called Harrow, who basically he actually does. He beats himself with the chains on it, basically like the old like, exactly like he flogs himself to get certain powers. So they have a bunch of really different something like that. Some of these can actually be considered Sith. And the whole thing is that it starts off as a really interesting storyline, and then as you go along, it just gets more and more interesting. You start finding out more and more about this world. It's ever expanding. They're bringing out new content every few months, every year or so. There's a new update, new section, new missions. It's really fantastic. The community is great. The devs are actually really they actually listen. So I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
They actually have a lot of the new Warframes are actually designed by actual players. So players can actually design a Warframe, send it in to the devs, they'll look at it and see if it's feasible, and they'll put it in the game if they like it.
Interesting.
And then also they have like different skins and stuff like that you can buy through Platinum, which is basically just, it's like buying coins in games and using it.
Also, slot machine. Loot boxes.
No. This is everything in the game you can get.
Right.
Every except for some of the skins, which again is just for appearance. But every functional item in the game can be grind for and gotten through playing.
You know, said that too. EA.
Yeah, but they actually did. Okay, but here's the difference though. Warframe's been doing this for the last 5.5 years. They have over 3 million people playing throughout the three different
This is a huge, and they do all. It's only through word of mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
So perfect. So Warframe next, babies, a lot of fun.
I'm not done yet. So do you recommend the game?
I've played it for years on PC, and now I'm playing it on Xbox. I highly recommend this game.
Excellent.
I'm going to play it on that because I played with him and Eric on both PC and Xbox. It was.
Yeah. I got to Earth. That's where I stopped.
And that's where you start. So.
Okay. There you go.
Alpha and Omega on the same round. That's fantastic.
All right. So. Everybody check Warframe on Xbox, PS4, soon to be on the Switch.
Yes, it is. And actually,
by the end of the year.
PC, now that Xbox is actually branching out into the whole keyboard and mouse thing, it's actually going to be tested out with Warframe. Because Warframe originally was made
keyboard.
For PC.
For PC.
Yeah.
So much fun.
All right. So, on a sad note, Triumph Worlds, after they sold, they laid off a whole bunch of people in the video game. Why is this news? Well, recently Telltale Games, I know, had an issue where everybody decided to be fired, and they got fired very in a wrong way, that everybody came in and they're like, you got 60 minutes to pick up your stuff, you're fired.
Ouch.
And then they brought a skeleton crew in. You remember we talked about this?
We did.
Okay, not only that, the skeleton crew even got shorter, and they also got fired. So all those games that Telltale still had to go. So yeah. So Rift and Defiance developer says to be down just to 25 people. Those are MMOs. Rift, do you remember that MMO after World of Warcraft?
It was cool for like 6 months.
Yeah. So the article starts saying Triumph Worlds, the game developer and publisher known for MMOs like Rift, Defiance, and Arc Age, laid off many people. Employees this week in the wake of the sale of the company. Well, it tends to happen when the companies tend to sell. They really don't know what to expect from the new owners. But sad to see. Sad to see people get
laid off. That is, it's really horrible to watch hardworking employees get tossed to the side just because, you know.
Yeah. So.
Throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Yeah. So time to talk about Nintendo Life. So I was looking into a fun article this at lunch today at the day job.
Yeah, because you make our scripts the same day.
Exactly, YOLO 2018. And I made them. And I was reading that the lifeline for Nintendo for many years was the 3DS.
Yeah.
And it revolutionized handheld gaming and started that whole handheld thing.
No. Game Boy did.
But I mean.
Yeah, but it revolutionized handheld gaming.
Nintendo single-handedly has controlled the handheld gaming.
There it is, thank God.
Since the very beginning. Genesis tried it. Lynx tried it.
Yeah.
Everyone else that tried getting in on PSP. Game Gear was fantastic.
Was legit.
Okay, the PSP,
Vita. That's what you are. So disgusted by you.
I'm a Sega shill.
Yeah.
Say Sega.
No, but
Sega.
Sega.
The original most popular handheld is.
Family podcast.
In the Stone Age, though.
All right. So yeah, I think that's pretty accurate to say that the lifeline for Nintendo for many years have been the handhelds, and then now the Switch. So hey, I'm excited to see the new update Switch for next year. We'll see what happens in E3 when the announcement. Or
now, do you think they will make it not a handheld?
No.
Now think of it this way. No. But hold on, they'll bring out another Switch. They were talking about a design change. So why not make it like a regular console?
No, then they lose that, the Switch, because the Switch is meant to
sell. They'll still sell the other one, but this will be a cheaper version.
No, it's going to be more expensive because they're going to update the processing because they want to be able to get into the HD world more heavier to bring more ports in.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that they do so well without HD. I don't think they even need to go in that route.
I think they do. I think for them to be more and more successful, they need to hit the HD mark and be able to compete even better with the other consoles. But that's a conversation for another day. We're going to continue with Nintendo Live. Zombie Mario comes to Super Mario Odyssey. This is going to be a Mario costume for those who still play Mario Odyssey. The headgear and outfit cost 3,000 to 5,000 coins, respectively, and can only be unlocked after completing the main story. So if you're into collecting the Mario skins for Super Mario, hey, check it out. That should be fun for Halloween for those crazy 100%ers out there.
All right.
So, yeah.
I think he's talking about the...
Super Mario Odyssey.
No, the Achievement Hunters.
Yes, 100%ers. Okay. I call them 100%ers.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. I grinder.
he likes to grind things. So, this week...
I don't have the app.
I usually... You guys know I have Funimation and Crunchyroll, both accounts. I use
your Crunchyroll.
Exactly. Use my Crunchyroll, right? Yeah. So... Funimation cuts ties with Crunchyroll and VR next month. Starting November 9th, Funimation will be leaving Crunchyroll. We don't know what titles are going to be leaving Crunchyroll. So, this brings me over to, are we going to have streaming services for everything now?
So Funimation is making its own streaming service?
They already have their own streaming services.
Oh my god.
Alright, now my next question, honestly, it's going to end up like that. So it's going to end up like, what is it, like Disney and Netflix broke up.
Yeah.
The last Marvel movie going on Netflix is going to be Ant-Man and Wasp.
It's already up there, right?
It is out there.
It is?
Yeah.
They brought it out the same as DVD? Wow, yeah. That's ballsy.
I think they're doing it wrong. You know who does it wrong? Right? This thing called The Zone. So instead of paying for pay-per-view fights, boxing, UFC, or MMA, or Bellator, or whatever, you pay $10 a month forever, and then you get those fights, even the pay-per-view fights.
I think the only thing that has actually taken over handheld is the iPhone.
That means that the people have to work together, and this is like you have to share your profits, and people are being greedy.
We're humans, bro.
Guys, calm down. So, Squeaky Bite says, I think the only thing that has actually taken over handheld is the iPhone. Yes, I can agree with you there, but it's just not iPhone itself. It has, the smartphone
industry
itself. They're there, but they're not there yet.
But they're for the casual gamers.
Exactly.
Could you at least say that you're saying that?
Yes, please. Darflex is talking on the chat, so whatever.
Listen, Vibro Studios.
They can't see it.
Vibro Studios Instagram is locked into the Geek Bros Live, so I'm not saying everything that's coming through this. I want you to know.
All right. So
it's all flex.
Back on track. Darflex wants to talk Mandalorian, so talk to us. Tell me.
Do we need to do the open mic thing?
Yeah. Oh, time for open mic.
Open mic.
Open mic.
Open mic.
All right. So.
So we're getting this live action series by Jon Favreau,
yes.
The Mandalorian, right? It's pretty interesting when this is going to take place. Also, is it going to be a bounty hunter or an actual Mandalorian, right? As you can see, like, Boba Fett, Jango Fett weren't traditional Mandalorians, you would say, but they were Mandalorians.
You say that.
Okay,
I read an article that says, in canon, that Jango and Boba are not Mandalorians. They just wore the armor.
Okay,
no.
Well,
are they or aren't they?
Jango was actually born on Mandalore.
Yeah, I think it is culturally, he's not a Mandalorian.
Culturally, no, he's not.
Well, let me, yeah, but if you're born on Mandalore, then you're Mandalore.
Like, come on. Right, so.
Allegedly.
It is pretty interesting where this will take place. Now, in my opinion, I think it's going to be somewhere around after the Siege of Mandalore.
Okay.
Like, which for the most part, what is it?
That comes out,
that is during the Republic, right?
But I thought it's set in.
No, the Siege of Mandalore. The Siege of Mandalore ended up happening.
In Rebels, right? Or no?
Mm-hmm.
I think, no, because I think the Mandalore is coming out during the era of the.
So what happened is the whole thing with the Siege of Mandalore, it should have happened, and then, like, days in, it became the Empire.
Right.
Okay, so I'm wondering if it's going to take place within that.
Well, no, they're talking about it's supposed to be taking place, like, around between 6 and 7.
That's what I read as well.
Yeah?
The new trilogy.
The new trilogy, not the show.
It was going to take for the shows to take place.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay, the show. Well, what I heard, it was going to be, like somewhere before Rebels.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Before Rebels,
I mean, so we're gonna see Sabine's.
No, because before Rebels, I think Sabine would have just been either not born yet or just too little.
Or she would have already been in the academy.
Yes, that may be a possibility, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this is gonna be a Mandalorian story as a Mandalorian, or it's gonna be a bounty hunter story.
I really hope they kind of go with the Mandalorian culture.
Then why call it the Mandalorian? Is that not gonna be
because it's a culture.
it's okay, a way
well,
of life.
The Mandalorian
is a way of life.
Okay, then. So yeah. I'm saying, like,
that's what, and that's actually what I'm hoping for. Because the whole thing is that, yeah, a lot of Mandalorians are bounty hunters. There are a few of them that are, but that's not all they do. Like, they're
very peaceful people, according to Clone Wars. Now, I really do hope we see something about the Siege of Mandalore, or at the very least, see what happens after Satine.
They need you closer to the mic. You see, you whisper. You gotta talk louder.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
So, I'm really interested to see what we're actually gonna see as far as the Mandalorian, where it takes place. Where it's gonna be a bounty hunter, which I'd rather not see a bounty hunter, because we've seen ton of bounty hunters and scammers. I would love to see kind of an arc of Mandalore, see what happens after the Duchess of Teen's death.
I'm
what are you laughing at?
I honestly think that if everything goes the way I hope, that if they are going to end up going more into like the royal family, Darksaber, the history of Mandalore.
I would love to see a live action Darksaber.
I'm so down.
Squeezy Bites, he's shy and Mike, that's why. He doesn't want to get too close to the tip, you know? It happens.
It was super loud when I had the headphones on, that's why I wasn't. Alright, so.
Ooh.
Again, John Favreau has done pretty good stuff. I mean,
I like Chef. If you're talking about John Favreau, that movie was amazing.
Yeah,
made me hungry.
I never saw it.
I heard it was fantastic.
Iron Man's good.
Yeah, Iron Man was good.
Iron Man's good, right? No?
No? Just the way you said it. I was like, well, no, Iron Man was good.
I'm looking at him, he's about to say some shit, you know? So.
Exactly.
Iron Man was fantastic.
I'm really interested to see our first, okay. Well, not our first live action show. We've had shitty live action Star Wars shows back in the past.
Connected to that, right?
Mm-mm. The holiday special?
That's not connected to this?
No.
No.
Oh, so they can't, that's why they can't hear him from the...
But I think we're going to have a pretty legitimate thing going on.
But speaking of, there was a post on, I think it was on Twitter, where Jon Favreau actually posted the one of the new weapons. It's actually a complete replica of the gun that Boba Fett carries on the holiday special. So Favreau did his own.
Wait, now another thing.
Cheers to you, buddy.
We have this show. Would you want the Mandalorian to show his face or keep her face
hidden?
Her face
hidden.
Or keep the mask on for the entirety of the series.
I think that I would like to kind of see it.
YouTube has no audio.
For the majority of it, I would like to see just mask.
Mask.
You know, keep that air of mystery about it.
Now,
hey, while you're down there, can you get me a beer?
Yeah. All right, guys. So,
one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
What would you like the rating to be? Because Mandalorian, while they have been a peaceful
people, Disney.
They're also the people of war. Yeah, but hold on. Disney owns Miramax. Miramax made Pulp Fiction, one of the most pulp movies out there. So, what would you like the Mandalorian to be as far as rating? I mean, at the least PG-13.
I want
PG-13. PG-13.
Or TVMA without nudity, right?
Yeah.
TVMA without nudity?
Yeah.
Maybe with some violence. I think
violence.
It's... No. With it, it's going to have violence.
Get on the floor, bro.
Honestly,
get on your knees.
It's going to end up being more of a PG-13 than it is going to be R.
No. Nope.
I don't see a TVMA.
Nope. Well, if it's a show, it's not going to be R. It's going to be either MA or the 13.
I think it's going to be... I think it's going to end up being 13.
All right. So...
I'd be okay with that. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Perfect. Me too. So, continue the train going. I'm glad... But I hope this will make my day happy if they cancel Jessica Jones too.
What?
Really?
Disliked
what is
that
wrong
series.
With you?
Wait, did I miss the fabulous news that they're gonna cancel Luke Cage?
Yes, no, we're doing it now.
Okay.
So they cancel
so
Luke
happy.
Cage.
I'm so
they
happy.
They cancel Iron Fist. I hope they cancel Jessica Jones too.
Wait, they canceled
she sucks.
Iron Fist. I didn't finish watching the second. The second season was nice.
What? Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. I like the second season.
Yeah, but listen,
it was
pretty sure
up.
It's gonna cancel on Netflix, and this is gonna pick up the series back on their streaming service, and then we're gonna have to deal with another streaming service again. I'm pretty sure.
All right, I see what you're saying.
They want to get rid. So if they're going to get rid of it, get rid of Jessica Jones too. And just keep me Daredevil. I'm enjoying Daredevil.
Well, I mean, what about Titans?
Titans is in DC.
It's supposed to hit Netflix as well. First season only.
Hashtag not my Starfire.
Exactly. Hashtag not my Titans.
Actually,
Titans,
not
go.
My Robin, dude. That kid, fuck Batman. I'm like, wait, you...
So how do you guys feel about Netflix canceling all the other shows? I mean, they went through a cancel. They canceled Orange is the New Black. They gave them one more last season to go.
Oh wow!
Remember we talked about flops?
Yeah, but you said that they were going to get canceled. I said, okay, they're going to get canceled, but they're at least going to get one more season. So they're back for one last season.
Okay.
Luke Cage got canceled.
I mean, I enjoyed Luke Cage.
I enjoyed you too.
Exactly. Whatever. So,
I didn't enjoy Luke Cage. He was terrible.
So,
I couldn't stand all the Black Lives Matter stuff. It was too much in your face. I get it. I didn't like it. All
right, you're not black.
Okay. So, we're going to skip Vibe's topic about Instagram, dethroning Snapchat, and we're going to jump into SpongeBob Origins.
That's a quick and easy discussion. Instagram took what Snapchat did and then said, haha, I beat you because I might add the stuff that Facebook does too.
Yeah,
bye.
Pretty much. He highlighted himself. I'll let him talk about it. Yeah, but what I want to talk about is some SpongeBob movie. The next movie is going to tell his origin.
Yes.
Wait, is this SpongeBob Origins?
Dude, yes. It's going to called, I forgot the name of it, but it's going to tell
SpongeBob
the origin
Genesis.
How they bud each other, because sponges don't reproduce, they just bud of each other. So yeah, that's what's gonna happen. His mom is gonna have him there and she's gonna pop out.
I'm really sure.
That's kind of weird. What is it like?
Well, it's a wonderful. The name is gonna be SpongeBob Movie. It's a Wonderful Sponge. It's going to explore the character's history, taking Bikini Bottom's Fairy Sponge to its roots at Camp Coral, where he met his first undersea friends. The film, also based on its title, bears a heavy influence on Frank Capra's 1949 Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. So
it's going to be like, oh, this is what happens if SpongeBob was dead?
But didn't the SpongeBob, I think one of the main guys is going to be here, so hey. Let me read over here Vibe's thing, since he's disappearing trying to fix the audio. Instagram has dethroned Snapchat as the most social media platforms among teens, according to Piper Jaffray's 36 annual Taking Stocks with Teens survey. The survey provides some good and some bad for Facebook, according to Piper Jaffray. Instagram is now above Snapchat as the most used social platform by teens. 85% use at least once per month. Core Facebook, however, continues to exhibit declining engagement among the teens demographic. Only 28 of 15-year-olds use Facebook, down to 40% in the fall of 16. Research from the survey revealed 85% of the respondents use Instagram. So, my slowly thing about using social media is starting to go down. I'm not all about social media. I do it for the podcast, for that stuff. For
I literally hit up on Facebook.
It's not the same anymore for me.
Correctly, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's not the same anymore for me. I post here and there just so I can keep pictures, because sometimes pictures are nice to have memories and there's really nowhere to store them.
And the occasional cat video. I know.
Exactly.
You know what I use it for.
Exactly. We all use it for that purpose.
That's what she said.
Make it known that Facebook and YouTube are
up. Okay, Facebook and YouTube is working now, guys. Yes.
Double check, head back there.
All right.
Yay.
So, the hot mic time.
Hot mic.
No, arriba.
I'm not Mexican.
Thank you, Juancho. You're welcome, Juan. The Vibe is supposed to do this, but
it's okay.
The rise of the podcast.
It's not on here. It's not on here for me to read.
Before we finish off, we're gonna talk about the 50th episode. We are 50 episodes into the podcast.
That's right.
And put your shoulders back.
It's a good feeling.
Chest out.
You know why it's a good feeling? Because Vibe was against this from the beginning.
Oh, wait, where are we? No.
We're hot mic.
What? We're hot mic.
Okay, dude, no, I'm doing hot Vibe.
Oh, wait.
I'm still trying to fix our thing.
Ooh, look at him. Getting so feisty.
No, I'm doing the hot.
You wrecked yourself.
No, I'm doing hot mic.
Yeah, I want to do hot mic.
You're getting you two snaps, all right?
Oh, my God.
This
exactly.
is a producer trying to be a talent back to back. Oh, my back.
Thanks.
Okay, so. We talked about your Instagram and how Instagram sucks now.
All right, I'd like to say that we are now
live,
officially live with audio on YouTube and Facebook.
Okay.
I apologize for that, but check it out. Now,
broadcast
script.
Oh.
All right, we're at hot mic time. It is called. We're so tired.
Oh.
Rise of the Podcast, a Juancho dream tale.
Wow.
All right. I have opening statements, okay? My opening statement. Juancho's a bitch.
Ooh.
wrong one. Sorry. wrong one. All right, my bad. Rise of the podcast, a Juancho tale.
Understand me.
Okay. It was April 2017 when the Geek Bros met Mighty Marvel Geeks at Star Wars Celebration in Orlando 2017. A meeting that forever changed the course of not only the original Geek Bros web series, but Vibrovenescent Studios' digital media capabilities going forward. Juancho, Darkflex, you guys conducted the interview with the Mighty Marvel Geeks. What were your impressions of these gentlemen?
They were so fun from the beginning.
Not done yet. And could you explain how the topic went from interviewing them when we were covering the event to potentially joining the Weeby Geeks family?
I think we talked about it before on the floor before where when I saw them. So somehow we managed it, and that's how we ended up in the podcast and all that stuff. So it ended up working well.
It was right after when Byron was actually saying, give me, for the comic book.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and the candy.
I was overly excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was overly excited.
So, psychedelically excited.
All right, so it went well. I mean, I wanted to do a podcast for several times, and Vibe was so against it, so yeah.
Okay, so my initial reaction was no. Now, I don't remember exactly how you convinced me, because the studio wasn't set up for audio. It was just digital media video production. How did you convince me? I don't remember.
Car accident.
I just told you that this is going to be my thing. And I'm on a spearhead, and you don't have to worry about anything else.
I'm pretty sure that's not how you convinced me.
Yeah, that's how I did. I said that you're not going to be able to do any, just give the audio, put the audio in, that's it. I'll use a script, I'll do everything.
Work. Okay, so basically all you do right now is just a script, and I still do everything else.
Yes, just record. Hit the record button.
Oh, just hit record.
And then adjust the little thing on the entry in the end.
Pre-production
and then,
process, learning Adobe Audition, getting the mics, getting the voiceovers, and a car accident.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Damn it, I hate that. It cost me $1,000.
Sorry, we gotta talk about it.
Why? I don't want to talk about my car accident anymore.
This is the genesis
fucking accident.
Of the podcast.
I hated that crap.
So we were going to go get some mics from Best Buy.
He's my second eyes, and he can't even freaking tell me this
my
car.
Second eyes. I said, no!
Boom.
Okay? Because he would have...
He pulled the Vader.
No!
It could have been much worse.
A lot worse. You
know what I'm
talking about, bro. Much worse.
Exactly, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I wasn't there, but I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Good times.
Flex, you were the first one to join us from the original cast on the podcast. What has been your experience on it so far?
I have to say that the most memorable thing of the broadcast is just enjoying Juan's struggle with the American language. It's been great, and I love it. You know what? But everything aside, all jokes aside, it's been great being with friends and actually sharing things that we love. We all come from different backgrounds. Juan works in the hospital. I'm a scientist.
Legit.
I mean, just joke about it. Vibe is an outstanding producer, editor, videographer.
Porn star.
I guess pseudo black man. And Kurt Bonds, I've known him for quite a while. He shares the passion for deep.
Alfonso, same question. You came in as well from the original cast, and from my report, I can remember this is something you've always wanted to do.
It was. We originally had planned many moons ago with a very close friend of mine, Ralph, who originally we were supposed to do with beans and rice. But the whole thing is that he ended up getting, having kids. I had a really nasty ex-wife, so it just kind of didn't really work out. What ended up happening was that when Darth Flex had mentioned to me, like, hey, these guys, and we just told the people, things like, dude, I'm so down. And you guys actually, by being part of this, is kind of giving me a fulfillment of something that I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time, and I'm very happy. I know.
If it wasn't so tight, we'd all...
Yeah, I know. I love it, and I'm looking forward to, now I have a little bit more free time on my hands, I look forward to maybe doing this...
a little longer?
Yeah. And hopefully we can...
make this a living.
Yes. That's what we're hoping for.
Right.
Let's discuss, before we wrap up, the future. Tell us the future of this podcast.
We're going to get technical up in here. We're going to have sound effects. We're getting there. It's going to be the same beautiful Hispanic accent hearing every day, trying to struggle with my American English, according to Dorflex.
American English.
So we're just gonna keep struggling along. I mean, we're just gonna keep trucking along. The podcast is something fun we do. That's the passion, and I believe that four people or five people listen to the podcast, I love doing the podcast, and I will continue doing it for myself, and I'm not gonna do it for others. Wait, hold on. All right.
Wow, that was quick. All right, so thanks for tuning in to Keeping Up with Geek Bros, episode 50, simulcast event here at 10th Level Tavern.
Beautiful.
Before we wrap up,
in Florida,
social media.
Tune in on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GeekBros0 GeekBros0, and email us at GeekBros0@yahoo.com. You can win some prizes. Talk to us. Tell us next topics you want to talk about. We are very social. That's all you need to know.
And just to repeat,
we have giveaways. We have some Daredevil, some T-shirts, some Spider-Man shirts.
Yeah, no, we've got a Daredevil pop.
Spider-Man pop.
A Daredevil pop. No, that's for another episode.
Some shirt.
We got Captain America T-shirt.
And then we have a poster.
And the Rick and Morty poster. Remember, the first three people to email us, GeekBros0, that's GEKBR0S, yahoo.com, we will randomly pick you guys at first come, first serve. You choose which one you want. Well,
if it's randomly, it's not first come, first serve.
Whatever. We're picking somebody.
I mean, those who email in.
Yes.
It'll be first come, first serve.
Randomly. Randomly first come, first serve.
It's going to be something.
We're going to put all your names in a big hat.
Yes,
all
there right. You go.
A big cat the hat.
All right, guys.
So
this is Juancho.
This is Vibe.
Garth Flex.
Garbanzo.
And remember, guys.
I gotta
think. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I finally made this for him.
Yes. Look at it. Inebriated Craftsman.
It holds six beers.
Wait. Drop that real quick.
If you like this kind of stuff.
Good fix.
Check out the Inebriated Craftsman on Instagram. Just Instagram so far. Or Darth Flex, you'll still find it on there. This is 100% handmade with like minimal power tools, mostly by hand. Because I practice a lot in the military.
The man does some good woodworking.
Yeah, he does.
Alright, guys. Remember,
love you guys.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros. This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.